Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by the conductor of the Monroe Symphony, Clay Couturio, along with Craig West, executive director, and guys, a big Valentine's Day Pops concert coming up this weekend at the Monroe Civic Center.
That's right. We're so happy to have as our guest artist Mandy Harvey.
Well, let's start here, Maestro Couturio. Mandy Harvey, this is going to be kind of an interesting concert. Tell the folks why Mandy is such a phenomenon in the world right now.
Well, she really came into national prominence on the television hit show America's Got Talent. And, of course, she's just a fantastic singer, but what is unusual about her is she actually lost her hearing when she was a child, and then ultimately in college, she lost just about all of her hearing.
So she's a young woman who is 100% totally deaf.
Yes, that is correct.
And so she'll be singing with the Monroe Symphony, but not able to hear you guys. That's got to be quite a task.
It is. Of course, she will do what she does, all that she knows now, and it's going to be interesting for the orchestra to work with her, too. And we'll have rehearsal tonight and tomorrow to work on these things. And from my perspective, the orchestra is going to play. They do what they know how to do, and then from there we'll adapt.
You and I were talking before this a little bit, and she's got some unique ways that she feels the orchestra. You told me she performs barefoot a lot of times.
Yes, and this was shown on the show too. So she can feel the vibrations of the rhythm. She also uses some visual tuners that helps her with her pitch, because you have to remember she wasn't born deaf, so she has some background as far as she's trying to remember, you know, how that relates to how she is now.
So she's singing in her head, and she can hear the notes in her head, and then she's having to watch a tuner and go, oh, I'm a little flat or a little sharp, and adjust to hit the proper notes to be on the right pitches with the orchestra.
Yeah, definitely a really unique situation. One thing that comes to mind for me as a musician is Beethoven, because Beethoven also dealt with this and went fully deaf. Now, he was a composer more than a performer, and it's amazing to me how he could create in his head these harmonies and things that people remember centuries later. But even he, when he conducted after he went fully deaf, couldn't keep the orchestra together. So what Mandy's doing is just simply remarkable.
It's a lot of technology involved and some other things that make this all possible. Craig West is with us. Craig's the executive director of the Monroe Symphony. Craig, this concert is where?
It's going to be down at the Monroe Civic Center Arena tomorrow night, February the 9th at 7 p.m.
And this is the Pops concert. So this is the one where you have the tables and all, right?
That's right, yes. We were able to partner with Audubel, the hearing center here in town, and they were able to help us as we started putting plans in place. And this is one of those concerts where people could reserve a table on the floor, be closer to the stage. They're able to come in and decorate their table, have a more relaxed, enjoyable experience.
And bring their food and drink and all those sorts
of
things.
Absolutely, yeah. They can bring in food. They can bring in non-alcoholic beverages. They'll have those kinds of things for sale. But people can just come and make it a party. We like to tell people, you bring the party and we provide the entertainment.
Now, if you don't know anybody, there are also some seats that are not at tables. There's some general admission seating as well, right?
That's correct. We still have plenty of seating left around in the arena, and all of those seats are good visual seats to be able to see the stage very easily.
Clay Couturio's with us, director or conductor of the symphony. Clay, what kind of music does Mandy Harvey perform? What will we be hearing at a Pops concert for Valentine's Day?
Well, many of the standards you might think, plus some of her own originals. So you'll hear things like Call Me Irresponsible, Night and Day, In the Wee Small Hours in the Morning, Come Fly Me to the Moon, things of that nature. But she is actually a composer, too. She writes originals and works with people that writes music, too. And one of the big works she did on America's Got Talent, it's called Try, and she will be performing that, too. She plays the ukulele.
I'm going to slide a little of that under us right now so folks can hear Mandy Harvey. They may remember this, and she won the Golden Buzzer, which took her, Simon Cowell buzzed her right through to the finals.
That's right. That was on the show. That's absolutely correct. She has a few other originals that people who follow her might know. Heart on Fire, Mara's Song. And back to some of the other originals, standards, Love, Sea of Love, and What a Wonderful World.
So folks will know a lot of this music.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Craig, is there dancing at this? Is there a dance floor?
There will be a space available. If you want to dance, you can get up to the front of the area there, and there's a big space open. You can get to the sides, and if you feel the move to get up, just go ahead and do it.
I'm interested, and the folks may not know this. I run sound and do lighting and sound and all this, and I've had a chance to work with a few deaf performers over the years that were dancers, and
we
turned it up really loud so they could feel the vibrations. I'm fascinated at how this all works, and I actually get to run sound for her, so it's going to be kind of neat to learn how she's doing what she's doing. I'm amazed that somebody's able to do this.
I'm glad you're there, too. The show didn't happen without you, Corey.
Well, they'd find another guy, but this is going to be kind of a neat thing. Is this the first chance you've had to work with a deaf performer?
It is, so it's a unique situation for me, and I look forward to it. I know... you know, she lives with this, so she knows what goes on and her few band members that are with her. So they're going to be guiding us and telling us what they need.
You know, they started a couple of weeks ago. They started calling me and saying, here's what we're going to need. We need this. We need this. And so we started laying it out, and I'm hoping the plan all comes together tomorrow.
It will. It will.
There's more coming up for the symphony as well. What's in the future right after this Valentine's Pops concert?
We have a concert coming up in March 16th at the Assembly, and that is a wonderful classical concert that features the cellist colleague of mine at the University of North Texas. His name is Eugene Osachi, and he will come from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to perform with the orchestra.
All right, so the Valentine's Pops concert, Craig, once again, what time does the concert get kicked off tomorrow?
The doors will open at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and the concert begins at 7.
That's Craig West and Clay Couturio, the Monroe Symphony Orchestra Valentine's Pops concert. Still plenty of tickets, and you can find out more about this event and the rest of their season by visiting mymso.org.
.3 KEDM is proud to support nonprofit organizations through our community calendar and Lagniappe programs. If you have a local event, please add it to our community calendar at kedm.org.